Thank you, Chair. Brian Ricketts from Eurocoal. I wasn't going to say anything, but you made a comment that it was specifically the meeting that Benjamin Sporton had with the new head of the UNFCCC, saying that CO2 was the problem, not fossil fuels. I think that rather misrepresents the situation that the coal industry and next the oil and gas industry find themselves in, because even if CO2 didn't exist and wasn't an issue, the people in the movements against coal would have some other reason. And I'll give you an example. One of the latest initiatives of the European Commission is something called the circular economy, which isn't particularly new because China has had such a concept for many years, but it is new in Europe. And the fundamental point of that is we are supposed to be able to live off our waste streams. We won't need to extract any materials from the earth. And that's all materials, minerals, metals, metal ores, and especially energy resources. So there's various activities which policymakers and NGOs don't believe that man should be engaged with anymore, and coal mining falls into that category. So no, it's not just a CO2 issue. You are not going to win any arguments with the people who believe that we have to tackle climate change by telling them that it's not a fossil fuel issue, because they have other ambitions that go well beyond stopping CO2 emissions. They want to stop many activities.
Okay, I'm going to allow our chair and then Dr. Henderson again.